Welcome back to another episode, number 55, and we underwent a rebrand, and I'm pumped. It's called, the new podcast is called Profusion, and I just love the word. I don't hear it a lot, and I just thought it just came to me, and I just thought it was a really great word, and it means abundance. It means a lot. It means extravagant. It means large quantity. I think it means a lot of things that I strive for. It means abundance that I look to, and I think a lot of people look to. And rather than, and the opposite of it is scarcity. I like to believe that there's an abundance of wealth out there that we can all have a lot. And that it exists, and we can have more than we have now. And that is the intent of the podcast is to grow it, from 50 or 100 listeners to hopefully thousands or millions of listeners. And just that idea and concept alone is crazy, but I'm reading this book, Chop Wood, Carry Water, right now. It's an amazing book, and it's only 120 pages. Speaking of which, a shout out to Coach Michael Burt. He is coming out with his book today called Flip the Switch, and it's going to hit the bestseller list. He will not fail on that goal. I'm confident of him. So, if you can get a copy, get an Audible. I saw it on Audible today, and it's out. And I'm confident Michael Burt's going to hit the bestseller list, and it's going to be a great book. I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. And I've seen signs that he will, and I'm always grateful to have a best-selling author in my network. But anyways, the book I'm reading, again, for the second time now, is Chop Wood, Carry Water. The simplicity is remarkable. It's, each chapter is 2 pages or 3 pages or 4 pages. And I love the chapter so much that I will only read maybe 2 or 3 at a time so I can absorb them. It's a different style of reading than I'm used to. I'm used to blowing through books and just grabbing 1 or 2 concepts out of it and moving on to the next. And this book has just caught me, and it has slowed me down. And so the chapter I read, it's like 2 pages, was about how life is, and it's similar to Any Given Sunday, but life is about this game of inches, and how he's the samurai is teaching the student how to shoot an arrow, bow and arrow, to become a master archer. And he says, okay, shoot the bow and arrow, hit the target. Boom. He hits the target right in the spot. And then he makes a very small adjustment in a couple of areas, and less than an inch in every single area in that adjustment, and he doesn't even hit the target. So for me, what that says to me is that, send that text out to 20, 30 people to tell them about the podcast. That's an inch. Say hello to that person that I could have easily not said hello to and just walked past or drove past them and say, hey, and just move. Instead, I said hello, and that's that inch. Or stop that guy in the bank and you know, who I know but I haven't seen in a year, and say hello and say what's going on, and joke around and say whose check is bigger. And that's that inch that I could have just moved on, but that's networking, some people may call it. But I really recommend that book. Each chapter is so good. And Phil Jackson is quoted in there. He loves that book, Inside the Book, and he talks about chopping wood, carrying water. So anyways, my son, I was like, Sam, my son, Sammy, I was like, what should I do a podcast episode about? And because I showed him the new cover art, and he's like, talk about the mental game of chess. And I was like, wow, that's an impressive statement, because for a 7-year-old. And he's loving chess. He plays in a tournament here and there, and he does very well. He has an intelligence that is greater than at least his peers according to testing, but I'm not so sure how that works. But it's either way, he wants to talk about the mental game of chess, and I told him I kind of wanted him on the episode. But so in regards to mental game of chess and playing with him, what I notice is he'll move too quickly, you know, and I can see these connections into business and real life. He'll take action too quickly. His biggest items that he could work on is moving too quickly and not seeing the whole board and not seeing what I'm attempting to do as his opponent. So I do my best to coach him on this. Obviously, he's 7, so it's hard. Moving speed is tied to tempo. And so these, you know, controlling his tempo, inducing self-control for him, and seeing the entire side of the board. Sometimes he gets fixated on this one area rather than the whole board. And I can see that happening in my life as well. I may focus too much on one deal rather than the whole board, where I need to maybe work on this other area so I don't lose that piece, and just manage the board and continually gain those inches. Chess is a really tough game when you start playing really good players too. It's easy when you play, well, I'm a pretty high level player. I can beat most people, but when you get, there's a lot of good players. If you start hitting the better players and they see a lot of the strategies and the tactics and whatnot that from playing thousands and thousands of games, I see setups. I see the same board over and over again, because I've played so many thousands of games, thousands of hours. And so tempo is a huge piece in business. Tempo into responding in negotiations, tempo in terms of carrying a conversation with somebody, tempo on a chessboard, tempo and controlling the tempo is important. And doing as few blunders as possible is what I noticed in baseball and in chess, is whoever makes the fewest errors normally wins. So playing with a very high level of focus is very important, and avoiding a blunder, even if it's a basic blunder, which is usually tied to moving too quickly and not having self-control. That's when I notice my son Sam making his blunders. He'll move too quickly, doesn't have the self-control, and only sees what he wants to do instead of what the other person is doing. So taking a aerial perspective on this, I need to see what the other people are doing. I need to not move too quickly. And these are important items, and in order to make fewer mistakes in general. Yeah, so the mental game of chess. I mean, what else is there? There is etiquette. There's a lot of etiquette that goes if you ever play chess and you play a high level player, they have a different style of etiquette. They just do. It's very different if you play a grandmaster, which probably 98% of the people have not. And I have, and especially in person, their level of etiquette is superior. And I learned things that way through the way they put the pieces on the board, just through the way that they handle themselves, their verbiage, as opposed to a child or an adult, their etiquette is superior. So that can also be tied to business as well, etiquette. So, and the etiquette is interesting, because following the etiquette, when I do or have played grandmasters, their simplicity in their game is very high, and they usually see something so simple, but I did not see it in the game against me. And sometimes it's brilliant, and they wait, they pounce at that time. I wouldn't even call it pounce. They just make the move, but they will play a game even halfway, one third, halfway, two thirds, even up to two thirds. I start noticing, okay, that was that singular move is why this person is a grandmaster. And that was just a genius level move. And pretty much game over from there. And up until that point, they will play such a simple game. There will be just controlling the middle of the board, or will be done through trades, or just really sensitive, delicate structuring of the board, and then wait for the pieces get into place. So I can see a lot of these connections in the business. I can see personally where it can make sense. The benefits for my son in chess are make sense too, and we're working on that. And for myself, there I can see it as well from above. But the mental game of chess is really, for me personally, it's really the level of patience required is hard for me, hard for my mentality, because I like action. I like pieces coming off the board. I like winning quickly. I like getting shit done. And when I play higher level players, that this normally is not an option. I have to play slower, and I have to play without a doubt. I have to play with an extremely high level of focus. And I mean where my eyes are big and my eyes are coming out of my head. Not necessarily like that, but like if you watch Novak Djokovic and he's playing tennis and he's got a big point, he opens his eyes bigger and he almost pushes them out of his head. I've seen him do it several times on key points, and he's just looking to elevate his focus. And that's all I got. Hopefully we can apply that across the board for everybody. And that's the first episode with the rebranding of Perfusion, and we'll catch you later.